Today, the church celebrates Wednesday of the 34th week in Ordinary Time, and our gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 21, verses 12 to 19. Jesus said to the crowd, "They will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus tells us today that by our perseverance, we will save our lives. His talk about perseverance reflects the hard reality of life for the church, especially in the first century. Being witness to Jesus and to his values under the harsh rule of Imperial Rome meant risking prison and even death. A believer's faith might be betrayed by one of their own family or a friend. To be recognized as a Christian could cost a person their life. It was possible to keep secret one's faith and to live a quiet life, but the danger was always there. The risk of following Jesus was genuine, especially in those early days of Christianity. Our relationship with Jesus today isn't meant to be hidden. It should not be a private thing of no concern to anyone. If our friendship with Jesus is the most important relationship in our lives, it will affect our other relationships and guide us in what we say and do. We don't just keep our faith private, but try to live it visibly. In today's culture, that's not always an easy thing to do. But we can trust that God gives us the resources to live as Jesus' disciples and as witnesses to our faith. His abiding presence motivates us to truly live as his followers.